Bavakama Perak Dalad Mishnah Beis. Shorshu Muad Lamino Beinu Muad Lasheinu Mino. A shor that's Muad to its own species, but it's not a Muad to a different species. Muad La Adam Beinu Muad Lebehema. Or a shor that's a Muad to an Adam, to man, but it's not a Muad to Behema. Muad L'Ketanim Beinu Muad L'Gedolim. Or if it's a Muad to Ketanim, but not Gedolim. Ketanim here, the Rav says, we mean Agolim, like small calves, not little people, not children. And Taisentiv says, by people, it also should be the same thing. That it could be that it's a muad for gedolim or ketanim, but not the other. Why? Because Taisentiv brings that there are differences between children and adults. Because then we have, like Rashi says, by Adam has mazel. Mazel means the ability to protect himself. A katan does not have the ability, the capability to protect him or herself. Therefore, it could be there's a difference. So therefore, since there's a difference between big and small by humans, it's the same thing. It's lav dafka animals. Taisentiv points out it's also human beings. As shumuad loy mishalim nezek shalom. All these cases, that which the shor is a muad to pays full nezek. V'es she'en muad lo mishalim chatzi nezek. And the species or the different type of thing, person, animal that he was not muad to, he pays chatzi nezek. He's a shor tam to that. He's only shor muad to the actual species that he's a muad to. Amru lufnei Rabbi Yehuda. So the Talmidim, like the Rav points out, asked Rabbi Yehuda, Harei shay muad l'shabasos ve'einu muad l'chol. What about an animal that was muad that it only gored on Shabbos, and it didn't gore during the week? So the Rav brings two explanations. One is, why does it gore more on Shabbos? Because since it's batal from halacha, it's like freaking out because it has nothing to do, so it gores. Or another sheet, and I believe this is based on the Yerushalmi, that on Shabbos, it sees people dressed differently in nice clothing, and it doesn't recognize them. It's actually a machlekes poskim in a scenario where, let's say, a person wears the same clothing on Shabbos that he does during the week. Do you still say that the shor like goes meshugana just because there's still a difference on Shabbos in general? So the shaila is, what's the din? Now, Rabbi Yehuda's shita earlier we had, Rabbi Yehuda holds that time itself, when time elapses, that's enough to take an animal and make it, take it out of the status of a muad, bring it back to a tam. And over here, you can't just have the regular time of 3 days, because the 3 days during the week are not three Shabbos days. And this animal is a muad for Shabbos. So first he answers, Amar lahem, l'shabbosos mishalom nezek shalom li mosachol mishalom chatzi nezek. It's true. On Shabbos, if this animal gores on Shabbos, there is a muad for Shabbosos, he pays nezek shalom li mosachol mishalom chatzi nezek. But during the week, he pays chatzi nezek. Ema sayhu tam, when is it a tam? And like we had in the previous Mishnah, what the question really is how does it go back to being a short tam? Mishiyachzer bo shloshu himei shabbosos. When three shabbosos pass and it doesn't gore, then it's no longer a muad for Shabbos. And now if it goes and gores again, you only pay chatzi nezek.